Welcome to God's Reporter Podcast, where we can learn, share, and discuss the good news of God's Word. And now your host, David Fry.
And thank you for joining me for another episode of God's Reporter Podcast. I want to welcome all of you to the show, especially all the new people. Wherever you're listening from, I do appreciate it. And if you don't mind to share these episodes with others, they may get a blessing from it, from these messages. I want to thank you so much for doing that. And before we get started, let's start out with a prayer. Father God, we love you so much. And we take you for granted in a lot of ways. And we're so sorry for that. But we thank you for the many blessings that you give us. That you do whatever you do for us, we thank you for it. We thank you for watching over us and keeping us safe. We thank you so much for healing our sickness and helping us with our struggles, Lord. We ask that you continue to watch over us, Lord. Especially my listeners, Lord, I ask that you will help them with their sickness or struggles or whatever they may be going through, Lord. Father, I ask that you speak with the leaders of these countries that are in war, Lord, in Russia and Ukraine, in Israel and the Palestine nation. I pray that you will, that they will come to a peaceful solution to all of this, Lord. Father, I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to apologize for not being on the last week or so. My mom passed away on March 17th, this past Sunday. And the last few weeks have been really hard for us. She had COPD and a lot of breathing problems. So we had her on hospice, and she was in a hospital bed in her house. And she passed away peacefully, thank goodness. But we know now that she is in heaven with the Lord. And she's happy. She has no more pain, no more sadness. She's with her other family that has gone before her. And we thank you for it. I'm dedicating this episode to her. My mother's name was Peggy Fry. She was 77 years of age. And she was the closest thing to me. We were very close. We did a lot of things together. Yes, I was a mama's boy, and I'm proud of it. For all the mama's boys out there, you go. You keep going. You do whatever your mother says, and you love her and honor her and be with her whenever she needs you. Because you never know when that day may be the last. But I want to tell you a verse that one was her favorites. It was Revelations 21, verse 4. It says, God will eliminate all sorrow, crying, pain, and there will be no more death. Can you imagine? You see, when you become a child of God, when you're saved by grace, by the blood of Jesus, you have eternal life. My mother's not dead. What is dead is the shell that she lived in for 77 years. That will decay and turn back into dust. But my real mother, what was inside that shell, is in heaven dancing with Jesus. If you saw me in person, all you would see is a shell. You would not see the real me that is inside. Our soul, our consciousness, is what we are. People concern themselves way too much on how they look instead of how they act. They should be acting with Jesus. If they're a child of God, they should be letting Jesus walk and talk for them. That's right. We should let Jesus walk and talk for us. Means helping others. caring for others, loving others. And that's exactly what my mother did. She had Jesus in her most all of her life. She loved us. I have three younger brothers and my father. She was an amazing mother, an amazing Christian lady, amazing wife to my father. And she was an amazing caretaker. She took care of all of us. And she took care of people she didn't know and loved them. And that's what we all should be. We all should be loving to one another, even strangers. Just go up to somebody you don't know in a grocery store. Tell them Jesus loves you and I love you too. And see the reaction on their face. It could brighten their day. It could be a blessing to what they needed to hear. Let your heart become the heart of Jesus. And if you're a follower of Christ, you won't die. Only the shell. You will simply transition from this life to the next. And when my grandmother passed away a few years ago, my mother said she wished she could have seen the transition of my grandmother coming out of her body and going into heaven. She could only imagine how beautiful it was. Well, now she has experienced it. She knows exactly how it was because she did it herself. And I can't wait to do it myself. I wish I could have seen the transition from my mother going into heaven. I know it had to have been a beautiful sight. Because God is good, isn't he? He's good all the time. And all the time, God is good. What happens in this world, the badness, the destruction, that's not God. That's us. That's Satan. That's Satan putting thoughts in our heads, making us do things that normally we wouldn't do, I believe. That's why we have to reach out to more and help them understand who Jesus is. Help them to understand that he is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the Prince of Peace. He is the one and only Almighty God. And he loves you. And I love you. Most of you that listen, I have never met. But I still love you. And if I was near you, I would care for you. That's the heart of Jesus. You see somebody out trying to pay for groceries and they don't have enough money, if you've got it, help them out. You see somebody on the side of the road with a flat tire, stop and help them out. You know, it doesn't take much to help somebody. It doesn't take much to care for somebody. It doesn't take much to go to an old lady's house and mow her yard for her. You know? Trim her bushes. Help get her house back in order. If she lives, you know, there's a lot of old people, elderly people, I shouldn't say old, but they can't do a lot for themselves. They need help. And you might be that blessing to that person. I ask God every day how I can be a blessing to somebody, how I can do his will, give me opportunities to serve him by helping others. And that's how we all should be praying. Because that's how my mother prayed. My mother always prayed for everybody, every day. If they were sick, if they were hurt, if they were going through a valley in their life, she was out there praying for them. And I'm positive proof that prayer works. Because if I didn't have prayer for me, I wouldn't be here talking to you right now. And I'm sure a lot of you are the same way. So, Mom, I love you, and I miss you. And I will see you again one day. Until I see you, I love you. I don't mean to get emotional, but it's been a trial. And it's still hard. The funeral won't be until a couple of days from now. On Thursday, March 21st. And that will be the hardest day. But it will be a time not just for grieving, but for celebrating what she accomplished. She accomplished what we all want to accomplish, is to, at the end of our lives, get into heaven and praise the name of Jesus. And I know her crown was full of jewels that she laid at the feet of Jesus. So get out there today. Talk to someone about Jesus. Help someone out. Ask if you can mow somebody's yard, or trim their trees, or bushes, or help them clean their house, or go to the grocery store for them. Whatever it takes, be a blessing to someone today. It doesn't take much. Just the love of Jesus. I want to thank you so much for joining me today. From God, if you have a comment or suggestion, or you need prayer, if you have a prayer request, or you need somebody to pray with you, you can call the podcast line. And if you want to give your testimony, you can call the podcast line or text on the podcast line at 731-474-1199. Or you can email me at godsreporter01@gmail.com. I want to thank you so much for joining me today. From God's Reporter Podcast, Jesus loves you, and I love you too. Have a great day.